I'm Leah Fleming, and this is Powered by the People. If I ask you who is a state school superintendent, you may not know. But if I say Linda Schrenko, you may start to remember. In 1994, Schrenko became the first woman elected to statewide office in Georgia. Her job? State school superintendent. But ultimately, she went on to jail after stealing $600,000 in federal education funds. She used the money for plastic surgery and a failed campaign bid for governor. So what does the superintendent do? Emory political science professor Andra Gillespie says the state school superintendent monitors local school districts to make sure that they comply with state law.
The state superintendent becomes really important because they are implementing basically and interpreting statewide policy for the entire state. There are local policies with respect to education, but those exist and have to comply with state policies.
The state school superintendent also oversees the education budget, which was worth nearly $11 billion in 2017. Next month, voters will choose who will oversee that money, Republican incumbent Richard Woods or Democrat Otha Thornton. This is GPB.